Good afternoon, New York Giant fans and all football fans and people that are interested in the state of this country all together. I'm going to post this on my both of my Twitter profiles. Before I head out and take me a walk and go run me an errand, I just got this to say. I just saw, you know, I gave up. Let me backtrack something a minute. I gave up on hero worship a long time ago, defending people that I grew up loving and for their action and holding them accountability. A lot of time it's female. Now, as far as males, especially male athletes that I admire, and I told y'all on previous podcast episodes, especially on the old podcast, NYG Giants Talk, I became a New York Giant fan because of Lawrence Taylor. There were other Giant players I liked. Mark Bavaro. I wasn't crazy about Phil Sims. I just thought he was alright. Bill Parcells, my favorite coach, even if I wasn't a Giant fan in the 80s. My favorite coach in that decade. I also liked Mike Ditka, too, believe it or not, even though I wasn't a Bears fan. And I had respect for Bill Walsh, too. And I liked Joe Gibbs. But I loved Bill Parcells. He had that swagger, that bravado and shit. Lawrence Taylor, the icon of defense for the New York Giants. One of the greatest football players. Arguably the greatest NFL linebacker, or one of the greatest linebackers in NFL history. And Otis Anderson, Super Bowl 20, what was it, Super Bowl 25, 24 MVP. One of the best running backs in NFL history. Before joining the Giants, he had mass records, rushing yard records. He too was named OJ. So, in Trump's brilliant attempt to try to piss off, I guess he upset John Mara and Steve Tisch, a Hollywood producer and a media man too, will not endorse him. But you know what? I got one thing to say about it. Fly, Eagles, fly. Because in recent years, New Jersey had become more of a Philadelphia Eagles territory. Jeffrey Lurie is a staunch Joe Biden supporter. Joe Biden is a Philadelphia Eagle fan. Donald Trump, I guess he's a fan of the New York Giants. He's more of a Jets fan than a Giants fan. When he go to Dallas, I want to know, will former Cowboy players like Michael Irvin or Emmitt Smith or Troy Aikman, not even Eli Manning got up there and endorsed him. Lawrence Taylor has so much scandal on him. And he do. There is so much. It's not just the 16-year-old prostitute. Lawrence Taylor is a notorious drug addict, sex addict. He done been in multiple orgies with 5 women at a time. Norton cocaine, all kinds, notoriously in a book admitted, sending prostitutes over to teams that they played in the playoffs when he was a member of the Giants Super Bowl winning team, the 49ers, the Redskins, now the Commanders, the team, and probably the Philadelphia Eagles, but they never played them in the playoffs. Probably the Chicago Bears, too. We played them twice in the playoffs. They spanked us 21-0. You know that. We did play the Philadelphia Eagles. I think back in 1984. He didn't even give a specific reason why he voted for Donald Trump. This is the reason he gave. I don't know what power of influence that Donald Trump have over black, let alone Lawrence Taylor also been involved with high celebrity profile women. Y'all know he messed around with Whitney Houston. A woman he messed around with that he let tie him up and do kinky shit. They won't say who it is. I have a feeling I know who it is. Even Charles Barkley. Ain't endorsed. If you gotta endorse Trump, LT, do it behind the scenes. Now, all your dirt is not being exposed to the world.
I want to say, I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever vote for a Democrat again. Okay. I want to say, I grew up a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat until I met this man right here. And I'll tell you what. He will not have to worry about nobody in my family ever.
Did you know, Lawrence Taylor, I'm sure somewhere back in the 80s, when Donald Trump and you were playing in that New Jersey, New York market, Donald Trump was openly discriminating on black people and renting them apartments and writing C's for colored people and all that. Did you not know that Donald Trump, who was a Democrat up to 2009, I guess he discussed it with Barack Obama, was a Democrat all his life, also endorsed Democratic congressmen, senators, and mayors that will openly discriminate on black people in the New Jersey, New York market, especially in New Jersey when they're trying to rent a park or jobs. They openly discriminate for jobs, housing, rent, etc. See, we don't come with this shit. Roland Martin will not tell you this. MSNBC, CNN, they will not tell you this. He didn't even mention inflation, shit out of hand, the migrants taking over New York, New Jersey. None of that. Have you ever heard, I'm sure, somewhere, some down the line, that's why I'm here to tell you, drugs can fuck your mind up. LT has a notorious cocaine and crack habit for years. And probably still on this shit. Yes, the dirt is coming out about his registered sex offender. And that's not the last. Some other shit gonna come out. Other shit will come out. And Otis Anderson doing like a damn in that hoodie. Oh! Y'all don't know. See, I don't mention this. I read books when we used to have Barnes and Noble and stores like that, books about the 1990s New York Giants. How notorious they were. They did shit. The players for LT with the leader. They did shit that right, not all the players, mainly the black players. They did shit that made the 70s Raiders look like angels. Look like quiet boys. So be careful what you say, LT. All your shit about to come out. Be an ignorant ass, fill in the blanks. And Donald Trump, fuck you. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go ahead, Ron Jaworski and any other former Eagle player. Go ahead up there and endorse Joe Biden. Because that's all it is. Bitch is mad as hell at Jeffrey Lurie. That's all it is. Got me one of the best owners in the NFC East. Don't get me wrong. I said it. I said the only true Trump card, it kills me how he used black people at his pawns. It doesn't take the fact where that LT is one of the greatest football players in NFL history. Just don't have common sense. The drugs to have. Now, did you see, Eli? I ain't see Brandon Jacobs up there. I'm talking recent Giant Super Bowl play. Mario Manningham, Hakeem Nicks, Victor Cruz. You know, he's not going to be for Trump. He already don't came out. None of those guys. I don't even see Michael Strahan endorsing this fool. That's all. You mad because Jeffrey Lurie is one of the NFL owners. You have to be the rival, the number one rival team of the New York Giants. And of course, you mad at that other guy, Steve Tisch, because he's Hollywood. And he a Biden supporter too, I believe. He's a liberal. John Mayer just an idiot ass. That's all it is. It still ain't gonna change the fact. Yeah, there be some giant real team endorse Trump. I'm a vote. That's my dog. That's the greatest. Even people that wasn't giant fans. That's all it is. Oh, bitch, motherfucker. But I don't know what hold or what voodoo magic that Donald Trump have over you black men. All I know is this, history repeats itself. Why we had a hard time getting out of slavery. Because of this mentality, the darky mentality. Nobody wants to bring the shit out, you know, bring it out in the open. The only real Trump card Donald Trump had over Joe Biden. It could be the inflation. We had inflation. We were in a recession when Bush was there. And then Obama's term, first 2 years, we were in a recession. Have we not forgotten? The only thing that he has holding on Joe Biden, not using black people. And LT is not a poor black man. He been rich all his life. I don't know about his financial situation now. I'm sure Brandon Jacobs will be Republican. I'm sure some of those ex-football players, Eli Manning might be a Republican. I know Peyton is. Why don't he get the Mannings to endorse him? What happened? Tom Brady don't want to fuck with you no more? No, I said, why don't you get the Dallas Cowboys to endorse you? Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, Troy H., Jerry Jones. That's all it is. This makes one reason why New York Giant fans, there's no hope for this football franchise. They can get Malik Nabers, who I don't think is all that as a receiver. He's a good receiver. He not. I wouldn't say he's an elite receiver. I do like that tight end. I will say, and that's safe. I think that tight end could develop into something special. But we stuck with Daniel Jones. I have a feeling Tommy DeVito will be the starting quarterback. And as for you, Donald Trump, fuck you. Yeah, I see. You don't make me know, never mind. You can get LT, Phil Sims, the whole 1980s, 90 Giants. You pull Danny Canella, but you won't. You get two of the black men. You had Ray Lewis campaign, Steve Harvey. Who I do respect, Ray Lewis, who also was meant LT was his idol. Why don't you get Michael Strahan to endorse you? But you won't, and you can't. Get old drug addict called crackhead LT. I'm just calling it on the card. Giant fan to endorse you. What's in it for LT and OJ Anderson, Trump? More prostitutes and drugs. But we know that's how you roll. It's already out that I've been saying you a notorious whoremonger. And you don't slept with a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old. Just like ALT. Just like ALT, you were on that damn, I can't say he was on the Epstein out. Just like ALT, you don't been in clubs with menage a trois, all kinds of orgies and scandal. And just like ALT, you like to sniff the white power. So birds of a feather flock together. As far as Joe Biden is concerned, the only hold that Donald Trump has on you, everybody isn't being affected by inflation. Yes, we have no control over the gas prices. We have no control over the food prices. That because some of that had to do with raising the minimum wage. And people's kids refusing to work for less money. And the pandemic. The only true hold that Trump has, it's not the migrants. Them motherfuckers. Okay, they may be a little out of hand. Them motherfuckers been coming over here for years. You black people, you want to get mad. You want to get back at the... Get back at some of these chicken companies like Purdue or Tyson Farms or even some of them, even though I love crabs. Some of these crab companies that hire these people to shuck crabs from and all that shit like that to make crab meat that y'all like eat crab cakes with. Things like that. The only real hole that Trump, the only Trump card that he possessed on back is the transgender rights. That's it. The right for them to go in women's bathrooms, women's sports, military, drag queen hour, you know, shit like that. That's all. And I'm telling you now. And then you go out and get Taylor Swift. I told you. This is a big, I'm not gonna lie, for Trump, it's a big base. Because there's a lot of NFL fans. ESPN will show it. NFL Network will show it. Regular news will show it. But now ALT can convince me to vote for your sorry orange glow ass. Because I know you got that Project 2025 agenda. Motherfucker. And you out to get black people like me. And I'm telling you, I know black women, you better wake the fuck up. Donald Trump gets reelected. I suggest we all get ready to fucking leave. We. Not the black woman on the bottom. I know there's some black women that's rich Republican disaster, and some of them ain't endorsing him. Like my girl that runs the Lincoln Project. I forgot her name. Black woman with the blonde hair. Check her channel out. There are some Republicans, Michael Steele, that ain't endorsing. This fool ain't a real Republican. He need to call it his own damn party. That's what he need. But anyway, the agenda of Project 2025. And what him and his hench white men behind him are planning to do to black people. Exclusively black women. Had to read why these black men. I ain't talking LT, just the drugs don't clog their brain. And their love of drugs, sex, drugs, and white women. That's all it is. What was I saying? Black women, if Donald Trump gets reelected, black women that has a little something that's doing well, including this inflation, that has something to lose. I'm not talking about just a job or a well-paying job. You have a house, a mortgage. You have a house that you own or you buy. You have assets. You have dividend. You have a successful business. Black women, majority, did not vote for Donald Trump in the last election. He knows that. His henchmen know that. Throughout the history of slavery, white men had punished black women so brutally. That is disgusting. You even got these girls going out on dates and these white men killing them. If Donald Trump, I feel in my heart of hearts, gets reelected, black women will suffer the most. And it's only appropriate. You have a lot of black men that hates black women, want to see black women. I feel that way. And if you destroy the modern black woman today, the black woman who holds up the community, the family, you eventually destroy the black race. You already don't got us with the cancer causing relaxers and shit like that. And black women dies more at childbirth than any other woman. So that's why the abortion law got banned. His only hope of beating Trump is the abortion law. A white female turn against his ass. The millennials that are getting their student loans paid for. The whites in the suburbs. Yeah, I said it. The whites in the suburbs that are doing fine. That's doing exponentially good under the Joe Biden plan. There are some that's out there. All you gotta do is tune into the Dave Ramsey Show. Who networks their income increase? Who value of their houses has increased? Things like that, what they own. Their wealth has increased more under Biden than it did under Trump. That is a heavy factor. There are more of them in the burbs than they are in the rural areas. Now you got a new dimension called rural suburbs. You got suburbs like the one I'm at in rural community. That would be a decent, and for enough of black people. I'm starting to think that the black vote may not matter. It matters to the Democrats, yes. But at the same time, he trying to recruit more and more black men. And stupid black men. I do mean dumbass black men. Because you bitches are the one that's going to suffer the most. And I ain't going down no fucking Titanic ship for y'all stupid black asses. So y'all can support these sorry ass black men. That you would that come at the end of the day and go home and beat the shit out of y'all asses. And I ain't stupid. Some need black men doing it because they want whiteness. You can have all the white women you want. At Vivek, you can have all, try to be as white as you want. As Vivek Rums, thank God we need more Ann Coulter in this motherfucking world. Put him in his damn place. You'll only be a pet. A pet Negro. That's all these people that Trump is running around. Pet Negroes. That go for them sorry ass rappers too. Who spent decades making millions and millions and billions of dollars off denigrating black women. Especially them gangster rappers. Not all rappers. There was some good rap music in the late 80s and 90s. I'm talking these thugs. Fuck Lil Wayne, fuck Snoop Dogg, fuck any of these rappers that kiss his ass and endorse him. Ice Cube too, I did like his movies and shit like, fuck all y'all. Cause at the end of the day, you gonna get your end wake up card and you gonna come begging back to the black community like that bed wench cane is on and you gonna get smacked down the face. I ain't having that shit. I'm not against voting for Republicans, that's the case. I wouldn't have voted for him. I thought Obama should have been in one term when he first ran. He wasn't ready. Okay, McCain was too old, but I still. I made a mistake voting for some Republican presidents. But this one, who was a fake one, hell to the no. That's all it is. That's what it is. The migrants is just, he ain't against, it's Donald Trump and his henchmen like banging them against illegal aliens. Who you think cleaning their properties and their big mansions? Mexicans and immigrants. Don't be ridiculous. Don't get it twisted. They want to send us back to the help. I'm sorry that you have some mediocrity in your race that can't live up to world standards. of excellence, or who too lazy to go out and get the job done. I told y'all what's at stake. Blight fragility. Rhymes with that word that began with W. Flight fragility. Is at stake. Herschel Walker wasn't good enough. I get Lewis Taylor, O.J. Anderson. Lewis Taylor didn't dose me. And all the new Giant fans and the black people come out and vote for me more. And all the New York Giant fans in the New York, New Jersey area. Now that ad he running in Detroit about black and calling and talking about how bad they was he was doing bad on the Trump or whatever that ad. If I'm the Democrats, I would worry about that. Like I said, $400,000 of dollars into my podcast network, to my media network. And I'll tell you how defeatist aren't you. If you want to defeat Trump, don't talk about how racist he is. They don't care. They don't care. It's all out there. They don't care. But, like I said, if you promote Trump like he's a celebrity and show the repercussions, if Donald Trump gets reelected, does that mean we have open doors for anybody with fans, with cult following, can be the next president? Beyonce, come on down. You have the beehive. Beyonce for president 2028. Or better yet, maybe Beyonce isn't your cup of tea. Madonna, who set a world concert record, 1.6 million or whatever it was, 2 million, in Brazil. Though it was free, saw all Trump rallies. 1.6 or 2 million is more than 100,000. We may have, I'm telling you what I know. We gotta have the first female celebrity president, that son of a bitch, gets elected. There be no more need for politicians. But of course that won't happen because he's trying to change the Constitution. And be like Putin. This country gonna be on dip. And knowing Donald Trump's business record, this country will go bankrupt in no time. And nothing, nobody can do about that. We'd be broken and hit properties out there in New Jersey and New York. And nothing, nobody would be able to do. And we'll once again be the laughing stock of the world. Then again, it's appropriate for two ex-Giants to come out and campaign with it. Because right now, the New York Giants, I hate to say it, New York Giant fans. I saw some of the Carolina Panthers practices. The New York Giants will be the laughing stock of the end. They need a new laughing stock team. Can't make fun of the Commanders no more. They got a great quarterback. In fact, they probably have challenged the Eagles for this division. You can't make fun of the Detroit Lions. They went through the NFC title game and they still are contending. Can't make fun of the Raiders. They getting it done. They got two of the best tight ends. They got one of the best offensive linemen in the draft. Gardner Minshew can be mediocre. You got them two studs at tight end. You still got Devontae Adams and that running back from Georgia, the one I want the Giants to draft. Consider draft. He's pretty good too. And, they got Max Crosby on their defense and all that shit like that. Antonio Pierce, not even Antonio Pierce, who won a Super Bowl. The Giants jumped out there and campaigned for that fool. Fools attract fools. That's the only thing I can say. I lost respect, any respect. Even though LT really don't deserve my respect, his history, his sexual history, and his drug. And of course, I know all men go to prostitutes. But underage prostitutes. He got set up and went to jail trying to have sex with a 16-year-old girl in a cocaine ring. he putting himself out there. Who knows what OJ Anderson on there? He putting himself out there for all the world to know his scandal. Trump don't care. The way this man has emasculated black men, and how black men have allowed this man to emasculate them, publicly humiliate them, it's just sad and ridiculous. And that's all I gotta say.